Some parents in Swampscott say they're shocked now that they know why a high school principal stepped down a month ago. Authorities have decided not to bring criminal charges, but they have revealed allegations that the former principal tried to exchange explicit messages with someone he thought was a 13-year-old girl. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
A report from the Beverly Police Department says Ed Rose Merrick was initiating sexual conversations with a decoy he thought was a 13-year-old girl. Essex County DA Jonathan Blodgett says in a statement that as repugnant as Rose Merrick's conduct appears, it did not cross the criminal line. For some parents at Swampscott High School, that's not good enough.
I think he needs to be charged with something.
Tony Schofield is a mother of two Swampscott High School students.
It is scary, though, to know that I have a 15 and 17-year-old girl here, and he was here.
But he's not at the school anymore. Swampscott Town Administrator Tom Younger says Rose Merrick was put on administrative leave the day school officials learned of allegations against him.
He was literally removed from the situation the day the superintendent was notified, and he is not returning in any capacity to the town of Swampscott and the school system.
Rose Merrick resigned last month. He was targeted by the group Perverted Justice, which runs decoy operations against pedophiles in online chat rooms. The group, which boasts that its work has led to 500 convictions, says it seeks to poison the well of the chat rooms. Police records show officers confronted Rose Merrick after they were notified by the group. Rose Merrick acknowledged his behavior was inappropriate and turned over a school laptop containing adult pornography. Though Rose Merrick appeared to have used school computers to log into the chat rooms, Younger says there's no way the school department could know what was happening.
The message I would send to the parents, and I am sure the superintendent would concur with me, is the safety and well-being of the students as well as the staff is primary importance to us. And the school department acted in a very expeditious manner.
And the Younger says the search for a new principal is underway at Swampscott High School. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.